May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. Some think that always catches my attention are the wildlife photography competitions. I like a bit of photography myself, but my recent big effort was waiting 15 minutes whilst the clouds slowly made their way across the night sky so I could catch the glimpse of the moon and take quite a good photo, actually. But this is nothing compared to the wait that the winner of this year's Wildlife Photographer of the Year went to. His name is Wim van den Heever. Sorry if I was about pronounced that very wrong. Wim van den Heever. And he took a stunning photo of a brown hyena standing outside the ruins of a rather dilapidated building in an abandoned diamond mining town in Namibia. So van den Heever had noticed fresh hyena tracks, so he set up a camera to wait and see. He said it took him 10 years to get that shot. Apparently brown hyenas are the rarest and live a solitary life and are primarily nocturnal. And van den Heever had searched the deserted town but only found traces of the animal. In the BBC article I read, he is quoted as saying, "I knew they were there, but actually photographing one was never going to happen." But he was determined to catch a photo somehow, so he set up a camera. And his persistence, his determination, was rewarded with the wonderful shot. Search online and you will see it, along with many other great shots from various photographers, many with stories of great perseverance, determination in difficult circumstances, and this being rewarded. And this, of course, is the message behind our gospel reading this morning. Prior to our reading in Luke's gospel, Jesus had been performing miracles, people had been gathering to listen to him, and now as Jesus nears the end of his journey to Jerusalem, where he knows he will be taken and crucified, his teachings have been regarding the coming of God's kingdom and the end of times. And Jesus shifts the topic to one of prayer and the need to pray always. And it says in verse 1, we are not to lose heart, to not give up. And we hear this parable of the widow who brings her case to what is an unjust judge. The widow knows she is being treated unfairly, and the judge can't be bothered, doesn't care about the situation, and tries to ignore her. But her persistence for justice prevails, and he gives in and sorts things out for her. When I was looking into the background of this parable, I noted that it was unusual to treat widows in such a way. Widows did actually get much respect and help during this time. And to not be treated fairly by the judge was unusual. And the widow persisted. She knew what was the correct way to behave. Not only that the person who had been treating her unfairly needed to be reprimanded in some way, but she deserved better treatment and respect too. And she does not give up. And the judge, well, he says he has no fear of God, no respect for anyone, but because she keeps bothering him, he grants her justice. And I've read that what we have translated in my Bible, it says, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. But I read this could be more accurately translated from the Greek word, again, bad pronunciation, I'm sure, hypopiazo, Greek word, that could be translated much better, so that she may not give me a black eye. So her harassing and haranguing at him had been so bad that they used that word, so that she may not come and give me a black eye, which would be very embarrassing for him, a visual sign of his neglect to those he should be showing kindness to. But we all know that if we are badgered enough in life, that we will often give in. Be it the continuing whining of a child, or the begging of a dog for a titbit. Sometimes to keep the peace and our sanity, we give in. But here we have a widow that knows what is right, and she will not be put off fighting for what is right by someone who will not listen. This is not only a lesson for us to be persistent in our prayer, but also for persistence in fighting for justice, particularly in light of Jesus talking about the coming of the kingdom when all will be judged. We are to remember what is right, to keep fighting for it, to not give up. It is not God who is like this unjust judge, because God will treat all fairly and justly. We should never forget that. But we must be persistent in our beliefs as we face the trials of our unjust world, remembering what is right and true, to not be distracted, and to fight for what is right and what is true. And this is backed up by Paul's letter to Timothy that we heard today. And we heard several weeks ago about Paul applauding Timothy for his strong faith in God. And Paul said that this faith is seated in Timothy's family background, of his mother's faith and his grandmother's faith that has been passed on to him. How lucky he was to be brought up in a family of such faith, isn't it? And Paul is saying to Timothy, hold on tight to that faith. Something that has become a part of you, who you are. And Paul speaks of the time when many will not know the truth. Many will not be hearing the truth and the faith. People will be listening to all sorts of untruths. And he talks about people having itching ears. I love that phrase, itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires. People being led astray, following myths. And that's so true, isn't it, that we hear about at the moment with all of this fake news that we have. You never know what to trust, even when you read it on the BBC webpage or even in our papers. Is it true? And Paul says to Timothy, proclaim the message, be persistent, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. Paul's message to Timothy, to us here today, keep true to what you believe. And as Jesus said at the beginning of our reading today, pray always and do not lose heart. I do not know if the photographer who managed after 10 years to get the photograph of something he knew existed but had never seen, I do not know if he prayed about this, but he certainly did not give up, and his persistence was rewarded. And seeing others persevere is very encouraging. You may notice that yourself when you see others not giving up. Your attention and interest is encouraged. Be it a sport endeavour, a craft challenge that someone perseveres with, a devotion of faith that means people will not give up their Sunday mornings. They find a way to get around those HS2 roadworks. The faith that means we turn to God in prayer for all manner of things, trusting, knowing that God will hear us and listen to us. As this autumn season settles in around us and we see the great beauty of creation that God has made for us, let us be inspired and know that we do have a God that wants the very best for us. Each day, let us focus on the positive and truth we see. Hold on to what we know is right. And never lose heart in our faith and belief in Him. Amen.